Could watching Law and Order SVU make you less likely to commit a sexual crime? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Stacy Hust, associate professor of communications at Washington State University, examines whether TV crime shows affect the intentions of viewers who watch them.
Healthy sexual consent negotiation is vital in establishing that sexual activity is consensual and wanted. Given that crime dramas like Law & Order SVU and CSI often include storylines about sexual violence, it is important to identify the association of watching these programs with attitudes and intentions related to sexual consent negotiation. Previous research identified exposure to crime dramas was positively linked to intentions to intervene during a sexual assault and reduced acceptance of rape myths, yet content analyses indicate a marked difference in the content of the most popular crime drama franchises. A survey of 313 college freshmen explored the influence of watching Law & Order, CSI, and NCIS. Overall, the results indicate the context of mediated portrayals is an important factor to consider. Watching Law & Order programs was associated with viewers' increased intentions to adhere to expressions of sexual consent and to refuse unwanted sexual activity. In contrast, watching CSI programs was associated with decreased intentions to both ask a partner for consent and to adhere to a partner's sexual consent decisions. One of the marked differences between Law & Order and other crime dramas is its focus on the criminal's trials. Viewers of Law & Order not only see the criminal act taking place, but they typically see the criminal punished for the crime. This judicial punishment is rarely seen in other crime dramas. Individuals who watch programs in which sexual predators are punished may try to avoid sexual predatory behavior in real life. This study provides evidence that crime dramas could be a useful tool to promote sexual assault reduction. The results indicate that simply depicting the issue and its impact on the victim may not be enough to influence attitudes and behavior. Instead, sexual assault reduction messages should emphasize the rewards of practicing healthy sexual consent negotiation.
That was Stacy Hust of Washington State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.